This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
In the wake of learning that Whole Foods has betrayed all of its customers by now suspending backtracking on its promise to label GMOs by the end of 2018, yes, they've just announced that they're not going to label GMOs anymore because they're liars. I got to ask the question, is there any corporation that you can think of that hasn't become evil? When they get big enough, don't they all turn evil? I mean, maybe there are some exceptions to this, but I can't think of any at the moment. And think about Google. Remember when Google was young? It was in the late 1990s, and everybody was trying to find a way to search the web and get relevant search results. And Google had a slogan. It was called "Do No Evil." And by the way, they recently removed that slogan from their official company statement. They literally removed "Don't Be Evil" from their mission statement because they are evil. Google is evil. They're run by evil people. And Whole Foods has turned evil as well. And it's now owned, of course, by Jeff Bezos, you know, Amazon, which is also evil. You know, he owns the Washington Post, which is evil, fake news, and so on. But just think about the corporations. Think about the big media corporations, Disney. How evil is Disney? I mean, look at what they do. They ruin every franchise they buy. They ruin Star Wars. They ruin the superhero Marvel movies. They turn everything into a social justice warrior propaganda campaign. They ruin everything. They're evil. The media companies are evil. Drug companies, evil. So evil. Even Sanofi Aventis, they're the makers of Ambien, that drug that makes people like do suicidal crazy things, and they find themselves naked walking in the street. People order things on Amazon.com and don't remember doing it because they were on Ambien. Well, Roseanne Barr, remember when she tweeted out that crazy Planet of the Apes tweet? Turns out she was on Ambien at 2 in the morning, and later she said, yeah, it was an Ambien-induced tweet, and she apologized for it. And the Sanofi pharmaceutical company attacked Roseanne and said, yeah, all drugs have side effects, but to our knowledge, racism isn't one of them. I mean, really? So Big Pharma has become a bunch of trolls? A bunch of trolls now trolling Roseanne Barr? Meanwhile, people kill people when they're taking Ambien? And what about people taking antidepressant drugs and then shooting up schools and committing mass murders and mass shootings because they're on psychiatric medications? Big Pharma is evil. You know that. Especially if you listen to my podcast. You know Big Pharma is evil. What about the weapons companies? Every time they need more money, they create some fake situation, usually in the Middle East, so they can launch a bunch of cruise missiles. You know, like the fake Syrian gas attack on children. The whole thing staged. This, even the labs, four different labs around the European Union said, yeah, this is not chemical weapons molecules at all. It's totally staged. Why they stage it? So they could launch cruise missiles so that the government would have to order new ones. It makes more money for the weapons companies, you see. Every large corporation, it seems, has become a scam. Drug companies don't cure disease. They keep you sick, and then they just keep drugging your symptoms. And the drugs they give you cause more symptoms, so that then you need more drugs. And pretty soon you're on 12 or 15 medications, and they're charging monopoly prices to your insurance company or the government itself through Medicaid or Medicare. And it's a racket. It's a drug cartel racket. Drug companies are evil. Media companies are evil. Trying to think. I mean, Amazon has become evil, you know, under globalist Bezos. Pure evil. Google's evil. YouTube is evil. Facebook. Oh, don't even get me started. I'm not even sure Facebook is run by a human. Zuckerberg, pretty sure he's like half Android. If he were, it's like, if he were testifying before Congress and in the middle of his testimony, like the shell of his face accidentally fell off and dropped onto the table in front of him, and he was a cyborg underneath there, no one would be surprised. It would be like that, what is that HBO show, that Wild West Westworld. Yeah, Westworld robots. You know how they look human, but they're robots underneath. I'm pretty sure Zuckerberg is a cyborg. He's an evil cyborg. He's got like, okay, I'm joking, of course, but Facebook is evil. That's not a joke. Twitter has become evil with all the censorship that they push. I mean, think of a corporation. Even just every day, you know, like gas station convenience stores. You know why they're evil? Because everything they sell there that's edible is poison. You know, like pharmacies, like CVS pharmacy and Walmart pharmacies and grocery store pharmacies. They're pushing all the junk food and soda that causes diabetes and causes cancer and causes heart disease. And then they're selling you the drugs that mask the symptoms of those diseases. Their whole revenue model is based on poisoning their customers. And, of course, they're making tons of money. That's why there's a CVS pharmacy practically on every street corner in the city these days. Why? Because they're making tons of money poisoning people and then selling them drugs to treat the poison. Everything's become evil. The movies, Hollywood, steeped in evil. Harvey Weinstein, mad rapist. I mean, the evil that is just saturating our world, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. And it gets to a point where you really start to wonder about demonic forces. I mean, you seriously start to think, is there a satanic cult that has infiltrated America? And by the way, I think the answer is yes. And has this satanic cult somehow, like, taken over the minds of people and turned corporate CEOs into evil, just evil operators, and turned members of Congress into evil people? And then sometimes the evil takeover has a glitch, and then you get brain damage like Nancy Pelosi, who's evil but can't quite speak correctly because the evil takeover had problems or something. I mean, it's insane. You got people all in Congress and the House and the Senate and throughout the deep state. It's like they go home at night and they have like a Satan worshiping corner in their home with like red candles and blood sacrifice, like dead squirrels hanging on the walls or something. Like they love Satan, and then they go to work and they just try to do as much evil as possible every day. You know, taking away your Second Amendment rights and taking away your free speech rights and censoring the truth and demonizing every good person in America who actually cares about people, who's trying to help this country, who's trying to help their fellow human beings. And they just get demonized and attacked by all these evil operators who just seem to be pawns of Satan, frankly. I mean, there's a spiritual overlay to this. You look around society today. Where do you find examples of things that are good? When did you last wake up and you check your mobile phone or you check your computer browser and there's good news? Hey, things are getting better. When was the last time that ever happened? Can you remember? I can't remember. Every day I wake up and I'm looking at the news, I'm assigning stories, I'm looking at the corporations and government and the media, the fake news media, and the fake Hollywood fakers, and the race fakers, and the race baiters, and the race war pushers. And it's just, this is not getting any better. Evil seems to be in charge everywhere. This is out of control. And I wish that wasn't the case. And maybe if you go to your local church, you find some goodness there. Maybe you have a good church. Maybe you have a good community. Maybe you have a good family. Maybe you have a good job. And you can find some peace, or a good spouse, a good relationship, a great family. Maybe you've got that, and you can find some peace in your life despite all of the chaos and the cultural carnage that's happening out there. But I got to tell you, things are not getting better. Evil seems to be taking over every sector of our society, and that's why we have to double down and resist it. So what you got to do, we can't give in to evil. We have to keep fighting against it. We have to keep calling for loving our fellow citizens, ending racism, ending racial discrimination, calling for healing, teaching nutrition, teaching people how to protect their minds from the mind-controlled propaganda that's out there, teaching people how to get away from 5G wireless that's causing brain tumors everywhere, teaching people how to eat well, how to use superfoods, how to use natural medicine, herbal medicine, have a healthier lifestyle, get some exercise, take a walk, do some gardening, visit a forest or something, hug a tree for God's sake, just do something that's real. And with that, maybe you can counteract some of the insanity out there, because if you don't, you can get lost in the evil that seems to be taking over our world right now. So stay strong, people, because I'm with you in this. And we are fighting for good. We're fighting for healing. We're fighting for health, freedom, for liberty, for truth, for full transparency, to expose evil and spread good and spread healing wherever we can throughout this world. That's ultimately what we are all about. We are not giving in to these evil entities. We're not going to let them rule over us and ruin our lives. That's what I say. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. You can also check out my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.